Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A federal judge says the U.S. Justice Department overstepped its authority when it subpoenaed Governor Tim Walz and other Minnesota leaders during an investigation tied to criticism of federal immigration policies tied to Operation Metro Surge. Hamline University political analyst David Schultz says the legal and political battle may not be finished.
Trump administration will probably try to find another way of doing the investigation or doing subpoenas, but they may try alternative routes as we've seen them try in many other situations across the country.
An 18-year-old northern Minnesota man is facing multiple felony charges after authorities say he shot an Itasca County Sheriff's deputy with the officer's own holster gun during a struggle. Prosecutors say Elias Harper was being taken into custody at a home in Max when he fought with Deputy Michael Cohen. Investigators say Harper grabbed for Cohen's firearm, causing it to discharge and strike the deputy in the thigh. Another deputy rushed in and helped stop the bleeding before Harper was arrested. The complaint says Harper's DNA was later found on the deputy's gun. 4th of July is one of the most festive holidays, but it's also one of the most dangerous. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says 36% of injuries involve hands and fingers, followed by the head, face, and ears. And Dr. Lisa Mattson, president of the Minnesota Medical Association, says don't forget about hearing loss.
If you're setting off fireworks in your backyard, they are loud and they can affect kids' ears. So kids who are around fireworks probably should be wearing some sort of a noise-canceling device or headphones to try and protect them.
Mattson says the best thing to do is leave fireworks to the professionals and enjoy your community shows. In other headlines, school is out and summer is here, which means Minnesota parents need to keep an eye on their teenagers' screen time. U of M Department of Family Social Science Professor Jody Dworkin says it's quite the adjustment for kids.
Once summer comes around, they tend to have a lot more free time. And it can be easy to sort of fall into a habit of spending a lot more time online for more social purposes than they might have during the school year.
Dworkin says talking to teens about online citizenship, be clear about what's unsafe to post, and paying attention to behavioral changes can all help kids develop healthy social media habits. Authorities in Minnetonka are investigating the death of a man who fell from a third-floor apartment balcony Monday night at Stratford Wood Apartments. His identity has not been released. Investigators say there are no indications of foul play and the incident is currently being treated as an accidental fall. This is MNN.